Chapter 6 It was many lights and darks since Tall Tailless had come. At first he'd slept all the time, but now he was being more of a normal wolf. When he felt sad, he went quiet. When he was angry, he snarled. He liked playing tag with a bit of hareskin, and when the cub pounced on him, he rolled on the ground, making odd yip and yowls, which the cub guessed was his way of laughing. Sometimes Tall Tailless would join the cub in a howl, and they'd sing their feelings to the forest. Tall Tailless's howl was rough and not very tuneful, but full of feeling. The rest of his talk was the same, rough, but expressive. Of course he didn't have a tail, and couldn't move his ears, or fluff up his fur, or hit the high yips, but he usually made himself understood. So, in many ways, he was just like any other wolf, although not in everything. Poor Tall Tailless could hardly smell or hear at all, and during the dark he liked to stare at the bright beast that bites hot. Sometimes he took his hind paws right off, and one terrible time, even his pelt. Strangest of all, he slept for ages. He didn't seem to know that a wolf should only ever sleep in snatches, and must get up often, stretching and turning, so that he's ready for anything. The cub tried to teach Tall Tailless to wake up more often, by nudging him and biting his ears. Instead of being grateful, Tall Tailless just got very, very cross. In the end, the cub let him sleep. And next light, Tall Tailless got up after a stupidly long sleep in an extremely bad mood. Well, what did he expect, if he wouldn't let his pack brother wake him up? Today, though, Tall Tailless had woken up before the light, and in a very different mood. The cub sensed it.